London, BBC Caribbean Report.
As the brother of the murdered Walter Rodney prepares to return to Guyana, the government there says it will consider the legal position. Holland announces a thorough investigation into the conditions of the Bush Negroes in East Suriname. And the man responsible for the groundwork of the common external tariff gives his reaction to the possibility of a postponement.
Personally, I would be alarmed and, in fact, disappointed at such a delay.
I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In yesterday's programme, it was reported that 35,000 Surinamese Bush Negroes and Indians caught up in that country's civil war are being threatened with starvation. Last weekend, rebel leader Ronnie Brunswick issued a mercy call to the Dutch government. Today, the government responded. Carol Bajin in Amsterdam reports.
On questions in the Dutch parliament, the Dutch Minister for Development Aid, Jan Pronk, announced today a thorough investigation into the problems in East Suriname and in the central part of that country. The minister said that if something indicates that the aid for the Bush Negroes and the Indians should be extended, adequate actions shall be certainly taken on behalf of the Dutch government. Dutch members of parliament asked the Dutch government not to extend the humanitarian aid to the central government in Paramaribo, which is the capital of Suriname. They think that first there should be a long-term view on the heavy economic problems.